Standing beside the North Conway Scenic Railroad's Valley Train, conductor Alex Schwarzmuller gets ready to bellow, in an old-fashioned way, at the top of his lungs. As the train pulls away, marketing manager Susan Logan says ticket sales at the railroad are stronger than ever.
We grow a little bit every year. In terms of advance reservations for this year, it's looking strong. So it's shaping up to be a really busy season.
Marty Main of the Mount Washington Chamber of Commerce says the Scenic Railroad isn't the only business in the valley with a cheery outlook.
All indicators show that reservations are up over last year. The big story, I think, for the summer in Mount Washington Valley is all of the new things that are happening at the attractions.
There's the new interactive Extreme Mount Washington experience at the summit of our extremist mountain. And over at Attitash, they're nearing completion of what's being billed as the longest single-span zip line in the contiguous United States. And then there's the new roller coaster at Storyland, Roarosaurus.
It was listed as one of the top 10 insane roller coasters in the United States.
That's Storyland's Jack Mahaney. Despite high expectations at the park, General Manager Eric Zidzik says the rainy Saturday weather made for a slow opening day.
I expect tomorrow and Monday to be much, much better attended, but I mean, we're nowhere near. We should be doing it.
For NHPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.